Okay, boys, so today's daf is daf Tzadik Hey. We're holding the final line of Tzadik Dalid Amid Beis. And the Gemara is continuing to talk about the same sugya that we learned about yesterday. And what is that all about? That there were two different customs among the meatmongers and the butchers in those days. There were some places where Mokim Shemachrizin and some places Mokim Shaloy Machrizin. What does that mean? That means we're talking about towns where most, if not all, of the tabochim, which means the shochtim, and the people that were in charge of meat supply and distribution, were from a Erlecha Yid. And the question is, what happens if a particular day there was a shechita, and unfortunately, the behemoth turned out to be a treifa? In other words, they did a perfect shechita, opened up the lungs, and then they discovered, uh-oh, there's a sircha in the lungs, which, as you all know, is one of the main simani treifa. So what happens now? So there were two different customs. Some places machrizin, which means that they made a special announcement after davening. The boys say, you should all know, unfortunately, we heard the terrible news that in the shlachtos today, they shechted an animal and there's a treifa. Therefore, be careful when you're buying meat today. Now you're saying to yourself, what I have to be careful about? I'm going to buy it from a Jewish meatmonger. No. Most of the butchers and the sale of the meat was on the wholesale level by Frumayim, by Tabachim Yisraelim. However, on the retail level, a lot of that was in the hands of the Goyim. But there were no other people in town. The Tabachim, meaning there were no other butchers and meatmongers in town. It was a monopoly in the hands of the Jewish butchers. So therefore, anything that you're going to go and buy here in this particular town was going to be from a Jewish source. So, on those days when there was a treifa, unfortunately, some mekoymis, they made a hachroza, and therefore everybody knew today, uh-oh, I got to be careful what I buy. There might be treifas among the meats that are being sold. And then there are other places where the minig was not to make any hachroza. Since there was no meaning to make achraza, those places you could not buy any meat from goyisha retailers, because maybe they're selling treifas. You'd have to go directly to the butcher, the kosher butcher that you know for sure, you can rely on him as to whether or not the meat was kosher or not. Okay, so we spoke about that in general. Now we're going to talk a little bit about a story that happened. Ahu tafcha, last line of Tzadik Dalet Amud Beis. A tafcha means a shoychit / butcher. The Omale Lechavre that told his chaver. This chaver, as we'll see in a moment, was not much of a chaver, but rather, unfortunately, they were soinim. Soinim means that they were enemies of one another. The Gemara nevertheless called him chaver, because the word chaver doesn't necessarily mean a friend. It means to his fellow, someone that he knew fairly well. But unfortunately, they were not on good terms. And so therefore the Tavcha said to that other fellow, you know, it would pay for you to go and finally be on good terms with me. Because Iva Havis, Paisis Minoi, if you were on good terms, the word Paisis is similar to the English word appease. If you would be peaceful, you would appease me, and we'd be good friends. Ha! Miloi Safi Lechom Mishor Shel Petem, the Avdi Esmal. A Shor Shel Petem means a shore that was grown by its owners to fatten up, to become nice and heavy for shechita. Most shvarim in the good old days were used for charisha, for plowing in the fields. However, if you had a shore that was shvach, wasn't a strong guy to work in the fields, or it's already gotten old, so very often they would be mefatim. Mefatim means to go and fatten it up so that it would weigh a lot of money, and then you can go and sell a lot of meat and make a nice profit. So the Tabach was saying to the soine of his, if you would be on good terms with you, good terms with me, I could have given you yesterday real good, heavy-duty cuts of meat, delicious pastrami, delicious roast beef, a French roast, meat that you haven't eaten in a long time, geschmack, schmalzik, and all the rest. Those days they didn't worry about cholesterol and things of that nature. So I could have given you the best of the best. And therefore, it would be a good idea for you to finally get on my good side. Amalei, so the chaver told to that shoychet, Amalei achli mishufri shufri. You should know, I ate from the best of the best, the best cut of the best cut yesterday. Amalei, so he said to me, Nolach, where did you get that from? Amalei, dezoven ployni oiv kechov mezoveli, sofali. Don't you remember among your customers, butcher, you sold yesterday some of your meat to John Smith, the guy, and Vesafali, and he in turn sold it or gave it to me. So therefore, I did have good flesh from you yesterday. Not that you would give it directly to me, because unfortunately we're not in good terms, but I got it through a middleman, through that guy that got it from you, and he gave it to me. So now the Tabach answers, Amalei, Trey Avdi. Yesterday we had two shechitos, two behemoths. For who? The one that goy sold to you. Treifa hava. That was a treifa. And therefore, yes, you ate mishufri shufri, from the best of the best, but from the treifa meat. Obviously, this Tabach is not such a nice guy, and Rebbe immediately comments about him. Omer Rebbe, b'shvel shoyte zeh she'osu shaloika hoigen, anu neser kol ha'makulin. So, the focus of the Gemara, and there's going to be another version of this story in another moment, but the focus of the Gemara is, Mamela, whether this person ate treifas or didn't eat treifas, that's really loimalav loimoyred, that's already history. My concern is, what about going forward? Can we allow other people in the community to buy either from that makoilim, meaning from that goy, or buy from other goyim in the community? Do I have to worry about that this Tabach, who is obviously a bad guy, Rebbe calls him Ashoite, he did Shaloi Kahoygen. What was the Shaloi Kahoygen? Explains Rashi and Toises, because this was a place where there are machres, where they do announce that there were treifas, and here he did not announce, he didn't tell a soul. And so therefore, unfortunately,
so it's not true, the whole story.
A minute. What you're saying is beautiful, but that's the second version. According to the first version, he's telling him, Emes v'yatzev v'nochem v'kayim v'yushar. According to the second version, he was telling him a lie. So we're assuming that... Why do you call him a shoyte? Because... He's machshav. Okay, so he's... The point is, we'll see the choices in a moment. See that? We were trying to melamed zchusa on the guy that normally he's a good shoychen, he's a good butcher, and he's a nice guy. But today, nichnas boy ruach shtus, as the Machitin says, and that's why he acted in such an illogical, crazy way. So, what happened was, there was in fact, the Gemara, there are two versions, but the first version of the story, the Gemara assumes that this Tabach is telling the truth, that there was, in fact, at least one tray for yesterday, and that he supplied at least this goy, and perhaps other goyim with trays, without telling a soul. Jews in the community are buying from these goyim, because they buy from them every day, knowing that the only kosher meat in town, only meat in town, is from the kosher butchers, and the kosher butchers are the wholesalers, and they sell them even to the goyim, so people readily buy them from the goyim, knowing that they're from the kosher meat suppliers. Unfortunately, this guy was a shoyte, meaning he was a terrible guy. He did not tell everybody that there was traitors today. So Rebbe was now faced with the quandary. People were standing in line and asking him, Rebbe, I was not involved in this story. I'm just a third party. Can I go and buy from that makolim, from that goy? Can I buy from other goyim? Since I see that this Tabach acted with such a terrible shtus, maybe he supplied other people also with tarfis. Maybe none of us are allowed to go and buy any meat today anywhere. So you look at the top toises. It says toises, anan neseres kol makulin. Rebbe said, because of this shoyta, we should ask all makulins to toises. Makulin heim oisim oivde kechavim, those are the goyim, shaloichim basim na tabach, they go and buy retail from the tabach, meet listaker boy, because they also want to go and get a percentage of the profit. V'ka'amat, de'ein lanu lesar, me'likach basar hayoy mishar makulin. You don't have to go and be concerned not to buy any meat that day from any of the local goyish sellers. V'lochish she'kamoish mochel ezet reifa le'moichem makulin. Just like this untrustworthy tabach went and sold tarfis to this makoilim. Makoilim mean to this goy. Even though there was no hakraza, there should have been an hakraza. He's a shoita. He didn't go and make hakraza that day. So maybe came mochala chayim a moichrin b'makulin. Maybe I have to be concerned that he sold to other makulin as well. So this is not the only. This John Smith, the meat seller that I bought meat from, maybe I have to worry that the pabach not only sold him tarfis, but also to Willie and to Billy and to a whole bunch of other goyim. Says Rabbi, no, I don't have to worry. It's bad enough that he gave it and sold it to one particular guy without advising him, without making an achraza. But I don't have to worry about that industry-wide he went and sold everybody. Or the next chat in Toys is like, K'moy shemocher zeh tabach treifa, K'moy kein osu shar tabachim. Just like this tabach is not trustworthy, he sold tarfis without telling anybody, maybe his fellow butchers did the same thing. Other shochtim did it. Ein lochish. B'shoru shar makoylen hoyu b'roiv tafchi Yisrael levad mehu avichavim d'zobni minei. There's so many other tafchi Yisrael who are reliable. Good, don't buy from this guy because obviously he has some of the trade for meat that this bad tabach sold him yesterday and he resold it after that to the Jew. So stay away from him. But you don't have to worry about all the others. So that's what Rebbe is saying. Just because this guy was a bad guy on the Nesa Kolam Akulin, should I go and say that everybody else in town is selling tarfis? Rebbe the Tam, Rebbe goes to Shitasoikil. That what? The Omer Makulin, V'tavchi Yisrael, Makulin are the Goyim, like Toysa said at the time, Makulin, Oivikachavim, V'tavchi Yisrael, but there's a monopoly in the meat market that all the tabachim, all the butchers are all shochtim of Klai Yisrael. Basanim to be out of the chavim mutter. If you want to go and buy local basa from your local goy, you're allowed to. And I'm not concerned that he brought in Nevelis or Treifis from outside the market, or that he himself tried to go and shecht or kill an animal and he's selling Nevelis. You don't have to worry about that, since all of the meat supply in town is supplied by Tafri Yisrael, and even though some of the sellers happen to be the middlemen, happen to be goyim, you don't have to worry. Everything is okay.
The Purits didn't allow those days. They only got the permit to sell them.
Oh,
only
very good
to the goyim. That was the Matzias.
Okay, so the Machidin says that was the Matzias because very often the one that was in control of the local economy, the Purits, he would make sure who had the right to sell and who didn't have the right to sell, etc., etc. Ikri Amri, there's now a second version of the story. The story is the same, and the only difference is what was Rebbe's remark. Again, the problem was, can other people now go and buy from other makoilin in town? Maybe this bad tabach went and sold to them also treifa meats. I can't buy any meat today because the market has been flooded with this treifa meat. Ikri Amri, there's another version. Omer Rebbe, Nei Sheshoit Zeh, Di'ichavin Li'itzurei Lechavrei. He wanted to go and cause him tzar. Why did he? What does that mean? So if you look in the Rashi parallel to our Gemara, says Rashi, V'sheker Diber. The first version of the story, we're assuming that the Tabach was telling the truth, and therefore he sold Taka Tarfis to at least one Makoylem, maybe to others. Says Rebbe, you don't have to worry about others. You don't have to worry about this guy. But according to the second version, Rebbe is saying, as Haligna, the whole thing is Sheker V'chazav, that he originally went over to his Sinai. He said to him, if you would make amends with me, you'd be able to get good, delicious, wonderful meat. The guy says, I got wonderful meat from you indirectly through the guy. And then he says, well, I sold him typhus. Is that true? It was absolutely kusha v'yusha. He's only doing that to be mitzayim. Since he's telling a Sheker, do I have to worry about now all of the makulim in town? This whole thing was a bubamice, a bluff. So of course everybody's allowed to go and buy meat from all of the meat mongers in town. Everything is kosher. So sounds like bottom line the same conclusion. True. The Gemara is now medayik in the second version. Taimo, what did Rebbe say? Because he had bad kavanas and he lied. Halav hachi, what happens if he had not lied, but in fact he was telling the truth, that he sold treifa to that guy, but they didn't make a hachroza, mashman damutzavutaka biyasur, that Rabbi would change his mind and would say, no, you cannot go and buy from John, Willie, Billy. Why? Because all of them may have bought from that treifas, from that bad treifa that the tabach had geshachted. Freitimara, you're telling me then it would be awesome, Matanya? And now we're quoting the same brice that we quoted according to the first version. Didn't Rebbe say, Makulin metavchi Yisrael, Basa Nim to be out of Rechavim, Mutter? If this happens to be a town where all the tabachim, all the meat supply come from the frumma tabachim that go and shech the meat, and the makolin, even though they're goyim, but they get all of their meat supply from the wholesalers, from the tabachi Yisrael, it's always kosher. So, Ibazoi, why is Rebbe saying, according to this second version, the only reason why it's kosher is because this guy is a liar, a ligner. But if he wouldn't be a liar, enachanami, you would not be allowed to go and buy the meat. In other words, if he was telling the truth, and he said, I sold to this guy, I sold Willie yesterday, a lot of trafers, then you'd have to be worried that maybe not only sold to Willie, but also to Billy and to Johnny and to everybody else in town. But didn't Rebbe say you don't have to worry about that? Makoilim to Tavri Yisrael, Bosanim to Yerichavim is Mutter. Zogti Yomara, come on, the Kasha Nishka Kasha, Shani Hachad is Chazi Kisura. Rebbe is talking about under normal circumstances, where we didn't hear anything about treifas for the last 6 months. We only hear kosher, 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 kosher. Of course, anybody can go and buy from any of these goyim, because the entire meat supply was only from Tavchi Yisrael, so everything is fine. But in this case, it's Chazi Kisura, meaning that if, in fact, I have a tabach, who's telling the truth? And he said, because this story, according to the second version, was, this shoita was shekedi besra, said Rashi. Is a chmashma only because of that, said Rebbe, it's kosher. Otherwise, if he was telling the truth, then you would not be able to go and buy any meat among any of the makoilin. But didn't Rebbe say that you can buy, call a makoilin, you can always buy. But here's this chazik isura. Here I know for a fact that there is tarfis in the marketplace. How do I know? Because this tabach told me, and he's telling me the truth. The version of the story was he was not telling the truth, he's telling a sheker. But the diuk is, halav hachi, if he was not telling of sheker, he was telling the truth, it would be aser. Why would it be aser? Doesn't Rebbe say you can always rely on the local makailim? Yeah, but here he was meschazik yisura by himself, blurting out that I sold treifas to Willie Johnny yesterday. No, then I have to worry about that he sold it not only to Willie, but to Johnny, and to Billy, and to all the other goyim in town. With that, we've finished this shtickle. Anybody have any questions? Otherwise, we continue on. One second. Everything okay?
According to the first version.
Yes.
Why don't we also say Shachar? In other words, this guy, you know, so trick. We're not working. I mean, someone's going to be eating trick here.
That he sold trafis to this particular makoilin is crystal clear. Do I have to worry about that he sold all the other makoilin in town? Also treifa meat, says Rebbe, I don't have to worry about that. Where you find, as to use the expression anymore, we find ischazi gesura by this particular guy, there you got to be worried. But you don't have to worry that he sold treifas to the whole town. This particular guy he sold. That was the top toises. One second. The top toises said, Makulin, hey Moise Oizek Chavim, Shaloichin for Schar, the Ka'amar, second line of the toises, said Rebbe, Ein lonu lesar melika basa yemishar makulin. You don't have to worry about everybody else. V'lochesh and havechshash. Shekemoish shemochel is that treifa b'makulin avo b'shloichrizu. Just like he sold to that first guy, kemochel acherim hamoichim makulin. That you don't have to worry about. Where, unfortunately, he said, I sold to this guy, that I got to be noivis. But all the other goyim in town, I can assume that he sold them kosher, because if it was treifa, he could have, would have, should have been machrez that it was a treifa, and presumably he did. Just this fellow, this Johnny that he sold to, he did not say anything. That's why don't buy from him, but you can buy from all the other guys. Yes, Wachin.
Because we're in KJ, and to tell you that when I was a youngster, my uncle of mine did a shidduch, and the week of the wedding, he got a notarized letter, that the chusin is the illegitimate child. He got a notarized. Mamzer, and should not do the shidduch, but tried to make it very correct. He got this person obviously panicked, and he came to my father. And my father took the letter and ran into Satmar Rebbe, the Divrei Yoel.
Right.
And the Rebbe
read
the letter, and he said, "Soinihi vechavin letziure," and he ripped it up, and he told him, "Go get it." I at the time didn't know
about this Gemara.
So
the Rebbe is Tufel Zushan Akron. He likes the second. Exactly. Very good. Okay. Beautiful. So we're now. He would matter not the meat from that goy, but all the others. All the others in town, he was matter. According to the second version, he was not matter. Why wasn't he matter? It's chazik isura. Once I know for sure that there's an isura in town, I can't automatically say, oh, I'm going to rely on the normal practice. I see that the treifas has infiltrated into the town, so it could very well be that he sold, unfortunately, to other makoilin as well. So here is different than your normal situation. So bottom line, we have a machlokes, whether everybody else, and in fact, whether this Jew in town can go and buy, can he buy from any other goyish competitors to this first Johnny to whom the tabach had sold non-kosher meat.
Okay? About this young buffer, why did the letter?
Okay. The Brother Shai has some questions. He wants you to further explain the Masa with the Shidduch. Brother Shai, what's your question?
Why was he so sure that this letter was illegitimate as well? That the Bachar was legitimate.
Maybe the Bachar, he's saying, how do you know that the letter was illegitimate? Maybe the Bachar Wataka was illegitimate. How did the Satmaruv know that the...
First of all, he said that because he sent it in the week of the wedding, he said if it would have been a true story, he would have sent it
already 3 months ago.
He was engaged for 2 months. Yeah. By the way, this because he just wanted
to check it.
But in the letter, the person wrote that I wanted to send this letter earlier, and I didn't send it because I didn't want to hurt you, but I'm doing it now because I feel as I said. So Zatman had to look through all this and figure out that it's all
baloney. Okay.
I don't know the halachic ramifications.
Okay. So that's the story, and we continue on. From here, we're going to get into a very familiar expression about basar shenis alim min ho'ayim. Basar shenis alim min ho'ayim means that there was meat that was not watched. Nobody saw it. Nobody knows that. And so normally we assume, what is the concern? That maybe somebody switched a kosher piece of meat for a non-kosher piece of meat. Our Gemara, as we were talking about until now, is talking about places where most, if not all, of the shochtim and butchers were all fine attire yidin. So you didn't really have to go and worry about switching one meat for the other, because maybe you would give him pastrami instead of roast beef, but it's all come from the same source. Ultimately, all the meat is being geshochtim and being supplied by kosher shochtim. So what is the shayla instead? The shayla is maybe an orev. An orev we call either a raven or a crow. That maybe a raven came and liked that meat, picked it up, came back an hour later, and brought back a second piece of meat. If you would ask me, it seems to me that this is somewhat a very remote possibility, but this is what Rav was concerned about. And... Yes, Vazakhtir?
Was the leisha they had to Maisa with the birds bringing Basar to him?
Yeah, that's true. But the Gemara says that was, you know, Alpi, that was a special case. It was done through the Rabbeinu Shleim, that he supplied the meat. But here we're talking to is Eliyahu Navi. Eliyahu Navi had to run away from from Achav and from Izebel, and so how did he get meat? He got through Orvin bringing meat to him. So when the Gemara says over here, Rashi says, Oirev could be, this is just a marshal for any type of rodent, a cat, a dog, or any other animal that's in the business of going and switching meats. But that was the concern that Rav said, Basar Salman Ayin is Osir. Let's just take a quick look at the Rashi. Why is it Osir? Because after all, if you're telling me that all of the meat in town is all kosher, supplied by kosher butchers, so what difference does it make? So it's from this kosher butcher, that kosher butcher. It's all fine. Now the problem is, maybe the oirev that did the switch is going to switch it with nevela meat. Nevela means they're obviously animals that die a natural or unnatural death from time to time that were not geshachted. That's real nevela meat. So maybe that's what the oirev made a switch. And that can happen even though all the meat in town is being sold by kosher butchers. Very good. Very good. So let's look at the Rashi in the middle of the Omid. Shinis Alim and Ayin. He says, Rashi, show Yeshua Achashle Ro'o. 1 hour it was not observed. Nobody watched it. And even if it happens to be on his table inside his dining room, we're assuming, of course, that there was access to that dining room by Orvim, by ravens, because if not, how could they get in? Now, you're asking me, why would the raven take from that meat? Because he heard that meat was so kosher, people were raving about the meat. And that's why the raven says, I want to take this meat that people are raving about. Look, the next Rashi, also Shemin Iskalev ben Vela, maybe the Oyder switched it. Says, this Nimtzvi Arev Rechavim goes on later on. But just skip to the last line of that Rashi, of a Basar HaMunach, when you find Basar, which is on the table, Shema Orvim Chulfu. That's where I took the raven from. Don't think I just made this up. That's the Orvim came, and they mixed up and switched the kosher meat for Nevela meat. Therefore, says Rav, you got to be careful. Now, this sounds very remote, and Oyrev is going to come. Mela that a rodent, an Oyrev, a cat, a dog might come to take the meat, but then they're going to come back and do tshuva later on and bring another piece of meat. Come on. So the Mechitin already pointed out that the middle toises, Omer Rav, Bosses, Almani, Osir, if you look at the last two lines, the Chumra v'almahu, Mishum Uvda, the Hava Kirle Kaman. It's a Chumra because of a story that the Gemara is going to quote at the bottom of the Amid. We're going to see Mechem, two stories with Rav dealing with Basr Shinnis Alam and I. Anyway, Frank Dimar, Meisve. Let's ask from that same Braisa that we've already quoted twice. This is now the third time. Rabbi Oyma Makulim Tavach Yisrael, Basr Nim Tabiyad Rechavim is Mutter. If you find now that the Goyisha meat handler, seller, has meat, you're allowed to buy it because all of the supply of the meat in town was Tavach Yisrael. Wait, maybe this Oyma Rechavim is selling you Nevela meat? So tomorrow, no. Nim Tabiyad Rechavim Mishani. The halacha that Rav was talking about was like Rashi said, it was Munach al Shulchanai. It was on his table. Nobody was observing it. Nobody was watching it. If it happens to be in the Cheskas Goy, he is watching it. It's Cheskas Mishtameh. And I don't have to worry about that maybe this is treif for me because the Goy didn't shecht it. Who did he get it from? From kosher shechtim, kosher tabachim. So I don't have to worry about tarfis. I maybe the Oyrev took it. You only have to worry the Oyrev if it's Hefker, if it's out in the field, it's on your table and the doors are open to the public, anybody can come and go. Then I got to worry about an Oyrev may have snatched it and made a chalipin. But otherwise, look at the next Rashi. Nim to be out of Yechav Mishani. Says Rashi, Shoyz Becheslis Mishtamri. It was observed and watched. You can tell me, yeah, but the Shoyim was a goy. He didn't go and shecht it because all the tabachim in town were Yisraelim. There was no hachroza about any treifas today, so you don't have to worry. When do you have to worry? Basar hamunach, if it's just lying there somewhere on a table, in a field, anywhere, but nobody is watching it. Shema orvin cholfu. So say good, and now the Gemara is going to ask a series of questions all along the same lines as we just discussed. Zokti Mora Toshima Teisha Chanoyas. Famous case of Teisha Chanoyas, that there are 10 stores in town. Kulan Moichus Basr Shchuta V'Yachas Moicheres Basr Neveda. 9 of them are selling kosher meat. 1 is selling non-kosher meat. V'lokach Me'Yachas Mehen. Somebody went into one of the stores and bought meat, and he comes out and he has what we call temporary amnesia or perhaps dementia. He doesn't know where he bought the meat from. So now you and I would go and say, well, 90% likelihood he bought it in the kosher store. There were 9 kosher stores, 1 non-kosher store. He probably bought it in the kosher store. But since he doesn't remember it, he says, I don't know. Why is it Sveikiyasa? This is the famous rule called Kavua Kimechza Al Mechza Gummy. Anything which is Kavua in a particular place, you have to deem it as if it's 50-50. So even though logically I'd say it's 90-10, you have a din of 50-50. What's the logic behind this? So I once heard from Reb Chaskel Besker, Zichron Levrucha, that the logic behind this, in fact, he was quoting somebody else, and he said, it makes sense. He said that it's taka true. 9 out of 10 happen to be kosher stores. But in the one non-kosher store, there's no kosher meat being sold. That's a non-kosher store. If I walked into that non-kosher store without knowledge, without realizing that it's a non-kosher store, and I bought meat, I can't go and say, well, Rover, the stores are kosher. So it's probably also kosher. No. If you went into a kosher store, it was kosher. But if I went into a non-kosher store, it was treif. Now, it's taka true. Since I don't know which store I went into, more likely than not, I went into a kosher store. But that's the rule of kol kavua. Since it's established a mokum of tarfis, of nevelis, or treifis, I can't automatically assume, oh, I probably bought kosher, because if I went into that treifis store, I bought non-kosher meat, because it was a non-kosher store. So therefore, it has the status of 50-50, you cannot rely. However, ubenimtza, if you find meat in town, Poshim Shat, that means you find it in the street, lying on the street somewhere, then you can go after Roiv, since Roiv of the meat sold here in town is kosher meat, you can go and take it. How can you do that? Didn't Rav say it's Poshim Shat Minai? So even though 90% of the meat sold in town is kosher meat, maybe an Oirev taken, snatched it away, and replaced it with Nevelis from another town from somewhere else. And for the Gemara, you assume that we said benimtza means you found it in the street. No, it means you found it in the hands of a goy. A goy held it the whole time in his hands. He doesn't know. We don't know where this came from, but it's no longer within the original 10 stores. The goy says, I don't know where it comes from, but at least it was mishtamer biyad oiv kachom, then you can go basar roif. But if it was on the floor, then you have to worry about an oiv. Toshima, another similar case. Matzeba basar. Again, you found meat in town. Again, the supposition is you found it on the ground. Heilech achar roif tabachim. Find out who the roif tabachim are. If roif tabachim is selling kosher meat, you can assume it's kosher. However, in mavushal, if you have to go, you can go. Zaygizint, it was beautiful having you. Welcome back. Vim mavushal, if you just leave it, I'll take it. Vim mavushal, however, if the meat was cooked meat, oh, that's a really different story. You walk down the street, you find cooked meat, then you don't go after roif tabachim, you go roif consumers. Who are the roif consumers? Heilech acha roif oichli basar in town. If roif oichli basar happened to be yidden, then presumably it was cooked by a kosher chef, and you don't have to worry. However, if roif of the people in town are goyim, even though the meat initially was kosher meat, but he cooked it in his regular pot, he might have added milk or chazarai or whatever else to that pot, and so therefore it would not be kosher. So you have to go and look. Most cooks in town cooking for their mishpuchas, are they from a people, erlich yidden, or are you talking about goyim? If they happen to be from a yidden, then you can go and take the meat. However, if most people are goyim, you have to worry about it was kosher, it was cooked by a non-kosher chef, a non-kosher cook. So now the question is, you're telling me that if you went and found this basar in the street, the ratio was, you found basar which was not cooked. Heilech acharoif tabachim. How can you do that? Maybe it's basar shel tzalim min ha'ayin, maybe an oirev went and switched it. The Reish is also talking about that this was not that you found it in the street, but you found it in the hands of a goy, and therefore it was mishtamer, and I don't have to worry about that an oirev did a chalipin. So Ibazoi, Mavush was presumably also talking about, why does it say in the Braise, why don't we go and see? Who is holding on to this piece of meat? In other words, we're assuming that the Reish and the Sefer, the same fact pattern, except that the Reish is talking about raw meat, and the Sefer is talking about cooked meat. But nimtza means that you found it in somebody's hands. So that being the case, in the Reish we're saying that if you found it in the hands of a goy, you could still rely on the fact that it's probably kosher meat, because 90% of the meat in town is kosher. But now you're talking about mevushal meat, that obviously must also be talking about that somebody's holding on to it. It's not on the floor. Because if it's on the floor, you have that same concern of basar shel tzalim min ha'ayin mit the arvim. Okay, so if this is being held by someone, let's see who's holding the kosher meat. If it's being held by a goy, then you'll assume that the person that cooked it was a goy. If it's being held by a Jew, you'll assume the person that cooked it is a Jew. So you don't have to go and say, heilech acha roiv oichli basar. Just look who's holding on to this piece of meat. So tomorrow, v'chitei malchanam imenimtza bi'arayv gechavim mevushal in the safe. It says heilech acharayv oichli baser. Next, let's take a look. Who's holding on to this baser mevushal? Idi arayv gechavim nakit lei. Idi Yisrael nakit lei. a goy is holding on to it, or Yisrael is holding on to it. So Ibazoi, I don't understand the brisa. Every walker my skin and ba'oimid v'roy ehu. It's talking about the taka, the meat was on the floor. It was not in the hands of a goy, not in the hands of a Jew. Aye, how does it say there for Nereisha, the matzah babasar, helich ach roif tabachim, and if roif tabachim are Yisraelim, you're allowed to go and eat it. Aye, it could be basar shetalim and ayin. It's talking about that when the basar fell down on the floor, the Jew who ultimately found it or picked it up was oimid v'roy eyu the entire time. You have a person who was looking out his window to see, is it raining? Is it cold? Is it hot? And he sees a person walking down the street and he drops a package on the floor. And that person walked too quickly. I wasn't able to get hold of him. The person and the window quickly ran downstairs, tried to find the person who lost it. Can't find him anywhere. But he opens up the package and he sees that there's meat which was mevushal. I don't know who dropped it. It was just a person that was running in the street. If Roiv Oichle Basar happened to be Yidin, you can assume that the person running down the street was a Yid, kosher meat. If Roiv of the people in the town are Roiv Oichle are Goyim, then you have to assume that this Basar Mabushal was also that of a Goy. So the point is, it was not Nisalim and Ayin. It was Oimid Vrei Eyu all the time, from the time that it fell to the ground. Toshima, another case. Nimtza Bigvul, what happens if you find meat out on the borders? The borders over here doesn't literally mean borders, it really means Gvulim outside the Azorah of the Beis HaMikdash. You find this expression from time to time in the Gemara when they want to describe meat, which is not in the Azorah, not in the Beis HaMikdash, it's Bigvulim. If you remember, we had this about a week ago when we spoke about blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah, Shecholiyos B'Shabbos, where we said Bigvulin outside the Beis HaMikdash this is prohibited, but in the Beis HaMikdash this was permitted. So Bigvulin doesn't necessarily mean fields or borders, it means outside the Beis HaMikdash. So what did you do? You found a varim, you found just limbs without any flesh on the limbs. In the Velas, you have to assume that these bones are all from the Vela meat, and that's why they were just thrown out, and that's why you found it somewhere. But Chatichois, if you found cut up pieces of meat, the mutaris. Again, we're talking about roiv tavche Yisrael, and therefore it's raw meat. You found it; it's mutter. So how can you go and say it's mutter? Maybe this is talking about an oirev that went and switched it. It's basar shel salam and ayin. V'chitayim hachanam ba'omer rabbeinu. We tell the same shot that when you found the big vulin, somebody was watching it the whole time, so it was mishtamer. Frekimay bazoi evarim nevelus amai. Why are you telling me the Beirman of Eilis? If you saw that the Aver fell down from someone, why don't you assume that that's also kosher, just like the Chatichas are kosher? Zuktimar, midi utayim el Rav. The whole question and answers that we're asking over here is all going to Rav. The Rav said, Vosushin is almana ayin is osur. Ho'itmar Allah. In fact, when we learned that braisa, Nimtzig Bigvulin, Rav commented, Rav Omar mutoris mishim nevela. That we said that the chatichus mutaris, not that you're allowed to go eat from them. Rav held that you're not allowed to eat from those chatichos because it was basrish and it's alim and ay. The only thing that he was willing to say is that the mutaris that you don't have to worry about tumma vitahara, that maybe it was tameh. If you see the Rashi, three lines from the bottom, four lines, mutar mishun nevela, loy mitami. However, vi'i ochel lo loyok loki the safiku. Nine, if you come to Rav, Rav would say you're not allowed to eat it. It was basar and it's alim and ayin. Ayin, it says over here, mutaris. Mutaris means you don't have to worry about tumah v'tahara. But Levi Alma mutaris bachila, Levi Taka learns in mutaris bachila because Levi disagrees with Rav and he doesn't hold the din of basar and it's alim and ayin. So, Kimor, v'hadar Rav la befeirish itma, let me call it itma. That we started off this whole sugya, Omer Rav. Basar, Nisalman Ayin is also, he didn't make such a bold pronouncement, but rather the Talmidim were Medayik them from a Masa Shahoy. What was the Masa Shahoy? Look to Yomara, the Rav of Yosef Amebra, the Ishtatis. Rav was once sitting in a ferry on the river Ishtatis. That was the name of the river. So as they're going on the ferry and they're traveling across the river, Chazal Gabri, he saw a person on one side of the river, to have a kamechver on Amid Beis, Reisha. Now, the word mechver, as you know, The word chiver means white. White doesn't only necessarily mean white, it also means cleaning. So this fellow had the head of an animal in his hands, and he wanted to clean it out from all types of schmutz, presumably because he wanted to eat from the head of the animal. Maybe he was getting ready for Rosh Hashanah, Sheni Ali Roish, Veloy Lezunav. Anyway, so he was washing out this head in the water. Now normally I would say, Roiv Tavchi Yisrael, so I have nothing to worry about. And guess what happened? Nafal Minei, the person who's washing it by accident or whatever, the head fell into the water. Not the head of the washer, we're talking the head that he was washing, fell into the water. The Roish HaKeves, the Roish Ho'ez, that he was holding in his hand, fell into the water. So what do you think he did? Also, I see Silsa. Silsa, says Rashi, means a sal, a basket. So he went to take a basket to retrieve it from the water. Shada, he threw the basket into the water, and now he pulls it back up, presumably it had some handles or it had some ropes. And guess what? What's the expression in English? Two heads are better than one. Asik train, he brought back two heads. Ay, ay, ay. Amarav, so Rav says in astonishment, Avdi Namni Hachi, that's the way things work around over here, that when one head falls into the water, then two heads come out. He was only rinsing one head, he wasn't rinsing two heads. How could this be? So Asrin Nilain, so therefore Rav said, both of those heads are awesome. Amrile Rav Kahana v'Rav Asi l'Rav, the Surah Shchichi d'Teira lo Shchichi. Why are you assuming that the two heads are Aser? Maybe both heads are Mutter. After all, Roiv Tavchi Yisrael, just like the head that fell in was a kosher head, the one that you find in the water from yesterday or from a week ago, presumably it was also a kosher head. So why are you assuming that it's Iser and not Heter? Amalehu, the Surah Shchichi Tvei. It's more shchiach to go and find Iser. Now why is it more shchiach? We'll see in another line. But in the meantime, that's what the Talmidim learned from this story. Why would Rav say that they're both Aser? He had no documentary evidence that was Aser. No, the problem is because it was Basar Shinis Alam and Ayin. Maybe these heads, which were originally Taka kosher heads, and an Oyrev stole it, and the Oyrev brought back another head which was non-kosher and dropped it into the water. Ah, so that's how they derived from this story that Rav holds Basar Shinis and Ayin is Aser. Freit Gemara, v'chi mechlola mai. Why did the Gemara have to go and say, la befedish itmar, bet mechlola itmar? Typically, when the Gemara says that mechlola itmar, the Gemara has a reservation as to whether that Tana or that Amoira really meant what was repeated in his name, or he didn't really say that, he didn't mean that, and they just were medayik that from the circumstances, but they didn't know the whole picture, they didn't know the whole story. If they would have known the whole story, could be that Rav doesn't hold the Basash in his alam and Ayin is awesome. So Zakhtar Mar Vachim Mechlola Mai. Who cares? Your befedish it ma'am Mechlola Itmar. I'll tell you why. Parvata da'id dichavim hava. You're talking about this ferry. This ferry went on the river from a port where the port was under the control or the ownership of Goyim. So even though most of the meat in town was taka kosher meat. But since this port belonged to the Goyim, then they could have brought the meat in from elsewhere. After all, there's a nachal, there's a river over here, and that's why there's a ferry. So maybe they brought in the meat from somewhere else where Roiv Tavchi were Goyim. And so you're going to say, yeah, but people would be very makbet on the meat that's coming into town. Not if the managers and the owners of the port are Goyim. They could care less. Sure, bring in any meat that you want. Have it. Ah, stay there. I'll bring you a rai that was taka the reason for Rav. Why did Rav say that Yisr is more shchiach? Hetzer is more shchiach. If Roiv Tavchi Yisrael, Roiv of the meat is kosher, then it's the Yisr not shchiach at all. The Hetzer is more shchiach. That's the reason why, says the Gemara, because the port was a port of Goyim, and they may have imported meat from elsewhere, and that's so nothing to do with Shalom and Ayin. It's all because of the fact that this location, this port, even though it happens to be in next to the town where Roiv Tavchi Yisrael, they could have imported meat from elsewhere. Frank Gemara. Okay, I see what you're saying. But let's get back to the original halacha that you're telling me that Rav was makbid basar shinis alam min ha'ayin. Let's assume that he held that way. Frank Gemara, Rav, heichi ochel bisra. How can Rav ever eat basar? After all, every basar, to get it from the original tabach, the original butcher, till you get it home, it goes through 12 different hands. How can you go and eat it? Maybe it was basar shel Salomon Ayyub. And for the Gemara, bishat deli olim einay minay. Absolutely, you're 100% right. Rav was very machmir. He didn't go and buy any meat in the grocery store or in the meat store. He always made sure to be present at the time that the tabach shechted it, and then he took it and he brought it home, so he had his eyes on it at all times. Or ibayaseimo, or something which is much more common today, the tzayir b'chasuma, that they shocked them after they shechted it, they would go and seal it into a package. They would go and put on a seal where the seal says this is under the hashgacha of the CRC, the OU, the OK, this one, that one, Star K. So he knew that it was reliable because it had a chasima, that it was a kosher piece of meat. Vinami, it could also be the simna, that there was a simen on the meat that he knew for sure was kosher. What type of simen do you mean? And now the Gemara brings a famous Gemara from Masechtas Bav Metzia, where there it talks about in the second barak, what happens if you lost, for instance, a piece of meat? Could you afterwards go and machr simonim? So what was the simon? Any time that he was buying, selling, purchasing, cooking, whatever meat, they always made it into a triangular shape, so that people would recognize, oh, this is Rabbi Bar Avuna's meat. He made it in such a special cut, in the cut of a triangle. And therefore, when Rav would eat meat, he would only buy meat when he saw such a triangular cut. He said, oh, that must be Rabbi Ravuna's meat, and if I have nothing to worry about, the Oyrev didn't go and switch it for another meat, because he wouldn't know to switch it for another triangular cut. Now the Gemara tells us a story. Rav, ave ka'ozel lebeit Rav Chonan Chasnei.
What does the Rashi mean? Shall they give him any anshe eisoi? The people, shall they even...
That's an extra call. Oh. Which Rashi are you looking at? You're talking... Velcha Rashi kicks
the... The Rashi, the...
Chazin Nemra?
Class
kind of sir, the whole chaticha gimel kronos, it only says triangular shape. Mishum simin shle yignu mena anchi beisai. So the mechitna asked, why taka did the Rabbi Bar Avuna mechatech lay a class kind of sir? Because he was worried about ganoven. Ganoven, they're going to go and steal his meat, and they're going to make a switch. After all, kosher meat you can go and sell for $12.99 a pound. Non-kosher meat is 99 cents a pound, so people might go and ganoven might steal it and switch it, etc., and then sell it as kosher meat to somebody else. So he always made a simon with a triangular shape that people shouldn't go and steal it, because everybody would know, oh, that's Rabbi Bar Kanis's meat, you must have stolen it, how did you get it, etc.
We had the Bar Metzia.
Exactly, we had a Bar Metzia by Eilam Metzias, whether or not you have to chayv lahachris or not, and what the simon is, you have to have Eidim. Morris says you have such a simon, that's the best proof that it belongs to you. So Gemara, Rav because of the Bay Rav Chonan Chasnei. Rav was traveling to Rav Chonan, his Eidim. Eidim means his son-in-law. Chazi Memra de Kosilape. And he's traveling from his city to Rav Chonan's city, and he had to go on a Memra on a ferry. That day, normally when you have to go and get a ferry, very often you have to wait there for an hour or two till there are enough customers, until the ferry returns from the other location. And this day he had a simon toiv. What was the simon toiv? That the Mebra, as he is approaching the port, the Mebra, the ferry, is entering into the port. He says, hey, that's kishmak. That means in another 5 to 10 minutes, this Mebra is going to go to the other side. And I, Baruch Hashem, I don't have to wait here. Last time I had to wait here 3 hours until the Mebra came back. And it came simon toiv, I give valdik. Omar Mebra Kaasi Laapi, since the Mebra comes to greet me, so to speak, Yoimatavalagab, it's a simon that there's going to be a good yomtiv, it's going to be a good day today, everything is going to work out well. The Gemara is going to ask in a moment, is this considered to be nichush? Nichush means you're now going to be superstitious. We'll talk about that shortly. Anyway, in the meantime, Azal, he went on to the boat, come, and now he's Baruch Hashem on the other side, and now he's come above it. He reached the house of his son-in-law, and Oidik bebizid the dasha, and there was a little crack, a little crevice in the door, and he was able to see through that crack. Chazi chiyusa the talia, he saw that there were the hema flesh that was hanging from the ceiling. Years ago, when you went to meatmongers, you used to also, if it was one of these fresh meat stores, you also saw that the meat was hanging from the ceiling. Anyway, so he saw such hanging meat. he realized that this must be kosher meat. Obviously, this is in the home of his son-in-law. Torah Fabava, he knocked on the door. Nafik osikuli amalape. When they heard that Rav is now in town, first his mishpucha, and eventually everybody in town that heard about it, the chavra chavra islay, bechavra lechavra islay, everybody in town came to greet Rav and to go and give him a proper welcome. You know, chochem bolir, tzadik bolir. And not only that, osetav chinami. Even the tavachim also came.
Okay, we'll speak later.
Betzi, in regards from Avi. Avi is back. Baruch Hashem, we saw him this morning. Baruch Hashem, oh, young up already. Anyway, Asatavchi, so the Tabachim in the Shochtim came. Asatavchi, they also came to join in the parade and to join in the Kabbalah Sponim for Rav. And during that whole time, nobody was left in the house watching the goods, watching the meat hanging there. However, Le'olam Rav, Eini Minei. Rav, who was the only one that was not busy being Mekabel Panim, because after all, he is the subject of Kabbalah Panim, every 10 seconds he would go and take a look through that crevice in the door to make sure that the nobody and no Orvin made a switch in the meat. Omalahu, after the whole parade is over, he went over to Tabachim and he gave them Ashtikul Musar, and he said to them, Ichu, Hashta, Svisalu Isura Libnei Brat. You should know, if it wasn't for me that I was constantly watching through that crack in the door, then you would have been serving to my Einiklach. Bnei Brat means the children of my daughter. So remember, this was his son-in-law's house, which means it was his daughter's house. And so therefore, you, Tabachim, you would have given them meat, which was Basar Shinis Alim and Ayin. So Baruch Hashem, I watched it all the time. Tosis asks, the Chayyid of the Gemara should have brought a raya from this story that Rav holds Basar Shinis Alim and Ayin as Asin. That's why Rav kept on looking at it every single second. So instead of bring the raya from the Mebra case that we said, should have brought a raya from this case. Anyway, Frey Toysis, Frey Tekasha. Okay, anyway, so they continue. The Gemara says, Vaita. So, Le'ochel Rav Mehu Bisra. Even though Rav had watched it the whole time, Rav, when they served it at the table later on, he didn't eat any of that meat. Frey Tekasha, my time. What's the reason why? Because Basar Shinis Alim and Ayin. He himself watched it the whole time. There was never Basar Shinis Alim. Maybe the reason is because that he's there now and he's eating at this Sa'uda was based on the Nichush, that superstition that he said at the outset, oh, today he's going to be Akit Yom Tov because the Mebra came out, the Api, to greet me. And therefore he felt guilty about anything associated with that superstition. Frey Timara, well, Merav Rav himself said, Kol Nachash, Eini Kelezer, Eved Avram, Okiyonis, and Men Shol, Eini Nachash. When is Nichush Aser? Only if, like, the type by Eliezer Eved Avram, or Bionis and Menchol. Otherwise, it's not a Nichush. What does the Gemara mean? So by Eliezer Avram, we know the story that he made a simon for himself, and he said, if I'm going to go and find the young lady, that she's going to go and say to me, Atashe say, the gam gmalecha ashke, oisai chachta liavdecha liyitzchak. If I'm going to find such a lady, I'm going to say, I need some water. And she's going to say, sure, I'm going to go and serve you water. I'm going to even give you gemalim water. Oh, then we know that's for a fact. Dos is for Yitzchak. So the Gemara considers that to be ashtikul nichush. If you're doing anything less than that, you have nothing to worry about. What was the Masa Yonis and Minchol? Yonis and Minchol was going with his shamas or with his son, and there was a large garrison, a large group of Philistine, of Pelishtim soldiers on the other side. And Yonis and Minchol says, I'd like to go and beat all these guys. Now, the others outnumbered Yonis by 10 to 1, 50 to 1, because there was a whole garrison of Philistine troops. And Yonis and Minchol, he was by himself and with his son or with the shamas. And he says, you know what, let's see whether we can possibly conquer them. So it says in Nach, that they saw that they were shomrim, people that were around the machane of these Pelishtim, you know, to security guards. Let's go and ask these security guards. We're going to approach them. If they're going to go and say, hey, don't step one step further. Stay where you are. In other words, we're scared of you, we're nervous that you're enemy soldiers. Then we're not going to go and fight them. If they say, however, Alu, come here, you have a question, we'll be happy to answer your questions. Alu is a simon toiv that will be able to be successful. The Kachava, they were getting close to those guards, and the guards said, hey, who are you guys? Coming over. Alu. Oh, so he told now his shamas, we're going to win. Alu, the Alino, and they Taka went and they destroyed that whole Machmeh, they killed out all of the Plishtim. That's both of those cases, the Gemara calls that a quote unquote a Nichush. Zokti Gemara, Rav said, if it doesn't rise to that level of Eliezer Avraham and Yonis and Mincho, nothing to worry about. Why Taka doesn't this Masam and the Mebra go, and why isn't this like the Nichush of Eliezer and Yonison? Because by Eliezer and Yonison, they are making definite decisions based on that statement. In the case of Eliezer, he's saying, if I'm going to find a young lady who's going to go and say, Atisha say, Ligam Gamalecha Ashke, Oisechachta, that's the one, that's a form of Nichush. Yonison said that if the Shomrim are going to come out and they're going to go and say, yes, Alu, come on over, let's talk, that's a Nichush. How, and therefore we're going to go against them, or we're going to go and fight against them. Here all Rav is saying is, oi, Sagutazach, I come to the ferry, I usually have to wait 2-3 hours, and today I only have to wait 5 minutes because the Mebra is now entering at the port, it's going to leave in 5 minutes. So that's just what the Gemara called shortly a Simen Toiv, as opposed to a Nichush. Simen is okay. Nichush is problematic. The obvious question is, but how did Eliezer and Yonison do Nichush? So Toises asked that Kasha, Ayin Shom, how could you go and do something like that? Anyway, so getting back to Agmar, so why didn't Rav want to eat from the meat? It was not Basish of Salman Ayin. It was not the product of Nichush. So why didn't he eat? Because the Suda that Rav was invited to was the Suda Sorishus. What means the Suda Sorishus? Suda Sorishus means a Suda, says Rashi, where you have a Kala, who is a Bas Talmud Chacham, who's marrying an Amo Ored. Ay, ay, ay. Where do I take that from? Look at the Rashi, 5 lines lower than our Gemara, Suda Sorishus. Bas Talmud Chacham, li Amo Ored. The good news is tonight, the Mir Tashem, all of us that are going to celebrate at Brother Shai's Chasana, we have a Bas Talmud Chacham, and I'm told by Brother Shai that her Chasan is now studying in the Rav Shir, right, to become a Rav in YU. So obviously he must be a Talmud Chacham. So that's going to be a Sudas Mitzvah and not a Sudas Rishus. But Rav, unfortunately, didn't have that situation. It was Sudas Rishus. Rav would never eat by Sudas Rishus. That was not his thing. There are other Gemaras that say you should never eat from the Sudas Rishus. And Rav was makbid on that, not the Sudas Rishus. Okay. Now the Gemara, since we got off on a tangent, we leave the Basar Salman Ayin for a moment, we're misalim from that Gemara for a moment, and now we're going to talk about a Simen Toiv as opposed to Nichush. So it says, Rav Bodik Memember. If Rav wanted to see whether it's going to be a good day, he would go to the port and he would see if the Mebra is coming to me, the ferry's coming right now, that's a good Simen, things will be Matzliach today. If I have to wait 2 or 3 hours, Sinishgit. So same thing if you go to the subway, and as soon as you enter the subway is coming in. Simen Toiv, you usually have to wait for the subway. However, if there's a sign, no, there's a traffic, and there's a, unfortunately, there was a problem with the subway that I went, they have to go and train, change the tracks, and blah, blah. As soon as you get to took, just go home, don't bother going to work, things are not going to work out. So Rav Budig the Mebra, Shmuel Budig the Safra. Safra means that he would go and open up a book or a sefer, and then he would see on the sefer, if it said positive things on that page, on that daf in the sefer, it's going to be a good day. He opens it up, and he opens it up to the Toichicha. He said, it's not a good day, and he closes the thing, and he stays home. Rabbi Yochanan ben Bodik Biyanuka, you find that very often in the Gemara, that they would go and ask a Tinnik, what did you learn in Chimish today? And then the Tinnik would go and tell him a Pusik. If that Pusik was a positive Pusik, he says, oh, it's going to be a lucky day. If the Tinnik is quoting a negative Pusik, it's finished. So Gemara, Kul Nishan Derav, have a Kosev Lei. Now we get off again a little bit on a tangent. Whenever Rabbi Yochanan would write a letter to Rav, he would start off the letter at the beginning, Lekadam Rabbeinu Shebabavel. I'm going and sending this in the honor of my great rabbi who lives in Bavel. Remember that Rabbi Yochanan was in Eretz Yisrael, and Rav was in Bavel. Kinoch Nafshe, after he passed away, who did Rabbi Yochanan now write his letters or his shailas to? He would send them now to Shmuel. Have a kosev l'Shmuel lekadem chavereinu shebabavel. Now Shmuel knew that the letters written to Rav said lekadem rabbeinu, and that the letters now being sent by the same Rabbi Yochanan to him says lekadem chavereinu. So Shmuel was a little bit offended. Omar lo yodeli midi derabeyanot. Isn't there any mitzoya in Torah that I am his Rebbe, that therefore he can properly say, my Rebbe, instead of saying, my Chaver? So Shmuel wanted to prove that there were mitzoyos, subjects in the Torah that he was familiar with, that Rabbi Yochanan was not. It's because of Shadalei Ibura de Shitin Shani. He went and sent him now the cheshbon of all the Ibur years, all of the leap years for the next 60 years. Apparently they didn't have the luach that we have today, where everything is set out in advance. So he calculated on his own the Ibur Yorim for the next 60 years. And we know that he, Shmuel, was familiar with that, because Shmuel says that other Gemaras, Nehirin li shvile derekia ki shvile dinedoi. So he knew astronomy, astrology, anything having to do with the stars and the moon and the sun and all the rest. So this was a double poshet for Shmuel. So he sent this to Rabbi Yochanan, and he figured Rabbi Yochanan would be impressed. Rabbi Yochanan, unfortunately, was not impressed. Omer hashechushben ba'al miyod. Oh, I see he knows good cheshbonis in astronomy, but that doesn't mean he's a great Talmud Chacham. I know that Shmuel happens to be a great doctor. Fine, I'll go to him if I have a medical issue. I don't know that he's a great Talmud Chacham. So Kosav Shodalei, so now to prove it, he, Shmuel, now sent to Rabbi Yochanan Tleiser Gamli Sveike Trefta, 13 Gemalim with Sveikis and Hilchois Trefois. Presumably not only the Shailas, but also the Chuvis. Now when it says over here Sveike Trefta on the surface, it sounds like that on the Gemalim himself, you had carcasses of animals and of birds. Remember we had a similar Gemara in Eilat Trefus, says Rashi, about Sveiki Oifois Tameim, which ones are Trefa, which are not Trefa. So it sounds like he sent actual carcasses. However, Tosis says, no, he sent him in writing, describing all of these Trefas. You see, the second Tosis for the end, Vein Hananul Goris Gevili, not Gamli, Gevili, Kloima, Tracer, Gevili, or Tracer, Gevilin, Ksuvim, Shailas. In other words, like 13 Machbarois, 13 notebooks full of Shailas and Trefas. So when Yochanan saw that, now he was impressed. Omar, Isli Rav in Bavel. Oh, I have a new Rebbe in Bavel. Rav Nebuch passed away, but Shmuel is my new Rebbe. And therefore,
Wasn't Rav in Eretz Israel initially?
It could be initially or later on. But at the time of this story, Rav was in Bavel. So Zokti Mora, he said, Rav is in Bavel. Zokti Mora, Ezel Chazia, let me go and appear to him and visit him. In other words, I have a new Rebbe. Until now, I was always Mechabit Rav. I want to be Mechabit Shmuel. Amle Yenuka. Oh, Tinik. Soikli Pukzukecha. Tell me a pasuk that you're learning. Amle, he said, today we learned in Nach. We learned in Shmuel. Shmuel Master. Shmuel Nebuch passed away. Amle Shmami. No, Noch Nafshi to Shmuel. I see Nebuch that Shmuel passed away. And therefore, he did not travel after all to Bavel to go and meet with him. So to Mavalohi, Ablamaisa, the truth of the matter is, Leishachim Shmuel, Shmuel continued to live for the next few months, years. They didn't want Rabbi Yochanan Tafti Matriach. Rabbi Yochanan Shimei Mestaman Altiyid. And as you know, especially in his later days, he was hardly able to see. He had to have people pick up his eyelids. And Rabbi Yochanan was also very, very stout, says the Gemara elsewhere, in Bav Metziatak, in that Pehei, I believe, that he was very stout. And so therefore, there would be a big tircha for him to get on a caravan on a horse. They probably would have to get a special limo for him to go and carry him. Anyway, so he shouldn't be matriach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent him that tinnik, Ushmumis. By the time you're a shuman, a loser, I'm by his tinnik, the isha, Abu Bisha, ain't nachash, yesh, simon. What do these three things mean? Rashi says, bias, if you just built a brand new house, or tinnik, you just had a new baby, or isha, you just got married, that's a simon toit. So if right after that, you did some sort of transaction, some mischar, and you were matzliach, is a simon. Oh, the combination of the fact that you had to buy a sinik v'isha, and you did this transaction, so a good simon that you're on the right path, you're going to be matzliach. Omer Rebeluza v'udischasik klosesimni. Just because after the binyan habayis, or the leida of the tinnik, or the marriage to the woman, one transaction was good, and you did it, you made some money, that's not enough. It's got to be ischasik klosesimni. You got to be three separate transactions, three separate investments, each time you were matzliach, that's already a simon toiv together with a bayis tinnik v'isha. Tachsiv chas, it says in the pasuk, Yosef einenu, the Shimon einenu, the Binyamin tikachu. It's got to be all three happenings, the Yosef, the Shimon, and the Binyamin. Ah, olai hayu kulan. Anyway, the point of all of this is that you have to have three. It's like a chazakah. After the bayis sitting venisha, those are like good to simen for whatever is going to transpire in the future. Now we leave Nichush and we go back now to the Inyan of Basar Yisalim and Ayin. So Rav Huna asked Rav, what happens if you found meat that was originally strung on a string? You have in Bav Metzia, in the Mishnah, state Machroizes Shaldogim. Machroizes means that you have a string from which are hanging 5, 10, 12 pieces of meat. And you left it behind, and you come back an hour later, can you assume that that's the same meat that you saw an hour ago? Would you have to worry about that the Oyriv went and was ma'ariv it, that he went and he was machlif that meat for non-kosher meat? That was his shayla. So Amalei, so he answered him, come on, alti shayla, don't be foolish. You think the Oyriv took your meat and switched it back and strung another 10 pieces of meat on the same string or a different string? Come on. Avada, this is the same meat that you left behind. It's not a din of Bash Salman Ayin. Kushav Yushav. Ikri Amidu is another version of the story. Not that Rav Huna asked Rav and Rav answered, but rather, Rav Huna Marav, the Charuzin Arizisim. If it's Charuzin, you have nothing to worry about. No Bash Salman Ayin. Now the Gemara tells us something fascinating. Rav Nachman Menedo, Ikla Legabe Rav Kahana, Lefum Nahara, Bemaliyim de Kippuri. Rav Nachman of Nedo traveled to Rav Kahana, who lived in Pum Nahara, on Erev Yom Kippur. Asu Urvi Shadu Kavdi V'chulisa. As they're traveling on the road, they see Orvim throwing down onto the road Kavei, liver, V'chulisa, and kidneys. Amalei, Rav Nachman said, Shkoyu V'chol. Yeah, you can take it and you can eat it. Why? Today, in this time, maybe it was Rav Kahana said, not Rav Nachman said, Rav Kahana said, Rav Nachman, all of those kaved and kulyas you can go and take. Yeah, but there was an oirev. Maybe the oirev was machlefit for other meat. He said, it could be it was taken machlefit, this kaved or kulya for another one. But the one that he switched it for was probably also kosher. Because everybody today on Erev Yom Kippur is eating meat, the kaved to be able to eat today. Remember we had in the Mishnah before, 4 times a year, you have to go and be moidia someone that I sold the mommy or I sold the baby, so that you don't go and shecht both on one day, you have a problem. What were the 4 times? So Gemara said, the 4 Yom Tovim, and then 1 Man Yom added, and also Erev Yom Kippur in the Galil, because there they also ate a lot of meat to strengthen yourselves. After all, whoever eats on the 9th is Ki'ila Mis'ana on the 10th, so therefore you don't have to worry, it's certainly kosher. Rashi says later on that apparently Rav Kahana disagreed with Rav, and he held that Basar Shenis Alman Ayin is Mutra. Because otherwise, Nis Alman Ayin, even tell me most of the meat today is Heter Mazel Tov. But if it was Nis Alman, according to Rav, it would be Yosef. So Rashi wants to say on the bottom that Rav Kahana, in fact, disagreed with Rav. Dr. Moravaita. Mor tells us 3 stories in a row, basically all with the same message. Rav Chiya Bar Avin Itpadlei means, from Loshon Aveda, he lost a karkisha. Karkisha means the beginning of the large intestine in an animal, and he lost it. The Gemara over here says beidina, which means in the courtroom. You don't normally find in the courtroom pieces of intestines. So on the side they have a different girsa, beidani, beinidani. In other words, he went down to his wine cellar, and he was carrying with him a piece of the large intestine, and he dropped it there. And then he comes back a month later and he finds the same karkisha on the ground. He's wondering, is this Basar Shenis Alman Ayin? It's also a comment to Rav Huna, and Rav Huna asked him, Amalei Islach Simen Gavei, can you prove that this karkisha is the same karkisha from a month ago? Amalei Loi. Islach HaTvias Einem Gavei, but do you recognize it? Amalei Yen, yeah, I recognize it. It looks exactly the same shape, the same size. Yeah, I recognize. I have no simen, but I recognize it. Emkein Zil Shkoy, that's enough. For these purposes of Basar Shenis Alman Ayin, as long as you have a tvias ayin, sufficient. And Gemara says a similar case. Rav Chanina Chayza, itpadlei, he lost gava de bisra, the back of the meat, I guess the part of the flankin or something, part of the meat, the back of it was missing, he lost it. Also the comment of Rav Nachman, he found it. Amalei, amalei, islach, simna begavei, do you have a simen? Amalei, loy, islach tvias ayinu begavei, amalei, yeah, I recognize it. And came zil shkoy, you can eat it, no problem. Third story. Rav Nosson Barabai, itbidlei, Kibura de Tchelta. Kibura de Tchelta means a spool of Tchelis thread of yarn. Omel Aslakami de Rechizda, Omelay Istach Simon de Gavet, you have a simon that this is Tchelis and not some Kola Elon, some blue thread from something else. Omelay, I don't have a simon. Istach Tvias, Enebi Gavet, do you recognize it? Omelay, yeah, I recognize it. And came to Skoyland, you can use it for Tchelis, for Tzitzis, you don't have to worry. Amar Rava, so Rava says, what's the bottom line from all of the three cases? Mareisha Rava says, initially when I was younger, have a mina simna or a mitvias aina. If you have an absolute simon, isn't that better than tvias aina? Because you can prove it is a simon. Da madrina avedis of a simna. After all, in Perik Eva Matthias, if you give a simon, you get back your aveda. Like madrina mitvias aina, but the person says, I recognize it, then the one that found the aveda doesn't have to give it back and say, I can't trust you, I don't know. Show me your simon. Without simon, you don't give it back to be assigned. Imara says in Eilam Metzias, unless he's a Talmud Chochem, that is not Mishaker, except for three things. Otherwise, you don't give it back to be assigned. Anyway, Hashi Shaminu Lahani Shmaitz, and now that I learned these three Shtiklach Gemara, I made a Tvi Yisayna Adifa, that the Tvi Yisayna is even better than a simon. And he brings a Raya, he's giving us from real live reality. If you have a blind person who never can see, and he's married, how does he ever live with his wife at night? Maybe it's not his wife, maybe it's somebody else. Elamai, because he recognizes her call. When she speaks to him, he recognizes that that's his wife. And it says the same thing applies even to a regular person, not only to a summa, a regular person who's very makpid and sneers, and therefore he shuts all the lights and it's dark at night and he's living with his wife. How can he live with his wife? Maybe it's another lady. It must be because Tvi is Ayin the color. He recognizes the voice. Us, you see, even though he has no simon, Tvi is Ayin is just as good and even better sometimes than a simon. Nature to be continued tomorrow, boys. Have a wonderful day. And a